one of the things intriguing about it is, you know, we were actually out at the National Solar Energy Laboratory, Sandia National Lab, a few months back. And during the meeting, one of the scientists there mentioned the fact that solar cells are very attractive because they're all solid state, they're highly reliable. The problem is that they're expensive because the efficiency is low. On the other hand, the Stirling engine is attractive because it operates on a thermodynamic cycle, so the efficiency is high, but it's expensive because it's a mechanical device and it has a life cycle maintenance cost that you have to factor in. So you have on the Stirling engine, expensive because it's mechanical and low reliability. Solar cells expensive because low efficiency, but the high reliability. The JTEC is in the middle with the best of both worlds. It's an all-solid-state device, so it has a high reliability of the solar cells. It has high efficiency because it's operating on a thermodynamic cycle like the Stirling engine. So ideally, you've got the best of both worlds in this technology.